This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers has been found mentally competent to proceed to trial. Public defenders say their client has shown signs of schizophrenia. He is 24 and has been in the hospital and forcibly medicated since the shooting in 2021. Now state evaluators say he can stand trial. The case has a hearing in Boulder next week. A new study found 16 office buildings in Denver that are good fits to be converted into thousands of apartment units. The pandemic has lowered commercial real estate value. Now city leaders see converting commercial buildings as a way to help with a housing shortage. Tracy Lowe is studying the issue. She says creating spaces that can change is good for the economy and better for residents.
This isn't about offices and housing. This is about the entire built environment and how it needs to be more flexible because the pace of change is faster than ever.
Denver is running a pilot program to help developers look at converting their buildings. A Longmont woman is the newest member of the National Senior Softball Hall of Fame. The Longmont Times-Call reports 79-year-old Penny Adams is the newest inductee, receiving a plaque and commemorative ring. Adams has played in more than 100 senior softball tournaments. She'll compete this fall at the Huntsman World Senior Games in Utah. Her husband is also a senior softball competitor. The end of the week will be cooler for much of Colorado. Around Denver and in Boulder, its highs are right around 90 this afternoon with a chance for thunderstorms. Front Range and metro area temperatures tomorrow will drop into the 70s. Grand Junction has highs in the 80s today and a chance for thunderstorms in western Colorado. This is CPR News.